in the rootlets of responsibility. And it's not so surprising that I find as I get older, there's quite a bit of tension in between point A and B. And it might weigh me down or make me face the day with lightness, cry bitter tears in private or throw back my head and laugh. Approach my big point or make a harmony from tightness, stretch like a Stradivarius, so snap myself in half. And though it's over nothing, it's not hard to get obsessive and send myself to hell with one handwritten note of thanks. And not a single workplace, not the very most progressive, will let you take a day in lieu for existential angst. I'm standing on a clifftop, fairly nibbled with erosion. The sea's a long way down there, and it's full of hammerheads. I cannot bring myself to leap off from the life I've chosen, but if I stay, my hand does simply slip away instead. And though it's over nothing, it's not hard to get obsessive and send myself to hell with one handwritten note of thanks. And not a single workplace, not the very most progressive, will let you take a day in lieu for existential fear that keeps me here, the scarecrow without stopping. For there's no object serving as my object of despair. And I cannot turn my tail and flee, for I can't run from nothing, and cannot fight to death a foe that simply isn't there. No advocate have I to stand and speak words for my actions, no vicious mole of nature for my orders to atone. I've nothing but myself to dance through life by distraction, the choice, the call, the consequence of mine and mine alone. And though it's over nothing, it's not hard to get obsessive and send myself to hell with one handwritten note of thanks. And not a single workplace, not the very most progressive, will let you take a day in lieu for existential end.